Could you tell us about the journey a puppy goes on to becoming a guide dog? What's the process like?
Okay, so the puppies are whelped in our home whelping program. So the mums stay in the home while they have their puppies, and then they stay, the puppies stay with their mum until they're around about 6 weeks of age, and then they return to the centre. When they're back at the centre, they go through some early enrichment and development, so we can see how the puppies are developing. And then they go out to our puppy races at around about 8 weeks of age until they're around about 14 months. So their journey out through puppy raising is a lot of socialisation and a lot of training with the puppy raiser and also with the puppy to get them as much prepared to become a guide dog as we can get them.
So what is the role of a puppy raiser other than just showering them with love and kisses?
Yeah, that's one of the important parts. The other one is to teach them basic house behaviour. So once they're placed out with one of our clients, that the dog's actually well behaved in the home. So it's well socialised in the home. It knows where it can go in the home, how to behave in the home, as well as when it goes out in the car on public transport, as well as when it goes out in the public. So through shopping centres, on public transport, the puppy raiser needs to teach it to be nice and calm and to be well behaved. So not walking along and jumping on people or jumping on other dogs if it sees fit, to be nice and calm and cool and collected when it's out in public.
To be very well behaved.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What would you say are some of the most challenging and rewarding aspects of the role?
Okay, probably the challenging one is to actually, you do fall in love with the puppy very quickly, and to actually give it some direction and I suppose in a way teaching it right from wrong. Some people have a little bit hard to do that because the dog looks at you up at you with those puppy dog eyes. the rewarding part is that you do get to come to the graduation once the dog has fully completed training in one of our programs. So you get to come out and see what the dog's been through with its trainer, what sort of environment it's going to be placed with the client. So, and to get feedback from the client or the trainers, just how your dog's going is really rewarding for the puppy raiser.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. It would be the most rewarding experience. Also, you use a lot of Labradors, don't you?
We do. We use predominantly Labradors, the occasional Labrador cross Golden Retriever.
They
as well.
Are the kings and queens of puppy dog eyes.
They are, yes, yes. And they use that a lot to their advantage.
So what kind of homes are you looking for these puppies? What sort of home do you have to be a puppy raiser?
Yeah, so we're looking for families or individuals in the Sydney or surrounding areas. So you need to have a fully fenced yard. You need to be able to attend training sessions once a week, which are located in around about 14 different areas around Sydney. You need to be able to look not leave the puppy for longer than 4 hours a day at any one time. So we're not looking for people that work full time because you just can't put the work into the puppy during the day, and you'll probably come home and there'll be a lot of digging and chewing. Mm. So the puppy needs a lot of companionship and someone that's wanting to put in a lot of work with the puppy. And as I said, attending training days where our puppy development advisors give everybody as much information and knowledge as they can give them to set them up for the success at the end of it.
How many guide dogs do you train a year? How many puppies go through this program?
We breed 200 puppies a year, and we're looking into four programs for our dogs to go into. So it's our breeding program, our pets of therapy program, our guide dog program, and our court dog program. So it may sound like there's a fair amount of puppies, but there's a lot of programs that we need to fill for our clients. So we look at bringing in around about 150 to 180 puppies a year, depending on how many has been born the year before, to come in for training.
Wow, and then you've had a bit of a boom at the end of the year, so we're looking for puppy raisers.
That's correct. We're looking for around about 40 families over the next few months to come into our program. It's very rewarding. It can be a little bit challenging at times, but we're there to support you as much as we can. So there's never a question that we can't answer. And if one of our puppy development advisors can't answer the question, it might be something on health that we refer to our veterinary surgeon as well. So there's always someone there that can support you.
And then everything like vet bills and food and all those sorts of things are also covered, aren't they?
That's correct. We supply the food and equipment. So any of your flea products, your worming products, leads, collars, bed, we supply all that. As well as all our vet, we have our vet bills covered as well. So we have vets around the Sydney area that are our preferred vets, and they do a great job for us. So we'll give our puppy raisers a list of vets that they can pick one to go to.
I think that this is one of the most beautiful things someone who has the time and energy can do. I think that it would be, as you said, just so rewarding to know that this little ball of fluff and puppy eyes looking up at you will one day go to help so many people. What's the process? How do people get in touch if they want to apply?
Okay, if they jump on our website, which is www.guidedogs.com.au, and they can jump on there and go to our puppy raising section and fill out an online application. So once you've done that, we'll get in touch with you about coming to an information session, where again, we'll go through everything you'll need to do with the puppies through our policy, our procedures, what you need to do. And if people are still keen, they sign up there for further information sessions. Then we'll come out and do our house and yard inspection just to make sure that it is a safe environment for the puppy. And then when a puppy is available, we get in touch with you. So it sounds like a longish process, but we have around about 3 to 4 information sessions a month. So it's quite a quick process to get a puppy.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful experience, Karen. We'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.